Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Gimel Omid Beis, and we are in the third volume of the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Samach Ches. And tonight is the yard site of the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, Chav Dalet Elul. When I'm dictating this, you may listen to this at a much later point in time, so we always learn from the Chafetz Chaim's wonderful work. We are Mirza Shema, always learning Leila Nishmaso HaKedosha. We're up to Siv Gimel, and the Mechaber says, the person is davening on Shabbos, and unfortunately he forgets it's Shabbos, and he thinks it's a weekday. And he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, and he's planning on saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. He says the first three brachos, and he now is about to start Atachonin. Umiyad, kishomar tevas atah, he starts saying the word atah, niskar, he remembers it's Shabbos. Kodim shomar chonin, before he says the word chonin. Therefore, this halachically is if he started off with the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, v'gomer osa bracha. As we learned already, you finish off the bracha on Shabbos of the weekday, middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, because technically, as we learned, you could say the entire 18, 19 brachas on Shabbos and just add Yalav Yovo with some mention of Shabbos and Biyotze B'diyeved. So too over here, you finish off the bracha of Atachonim, which is what you were intending to say because you thought it was a weekday. As opposed to, Avol, Imhoya Yodea Shu Shabbos, if the person realizes it's Shabbos. Vishalo b'chavona hischo tevasato, and out of just fluency of saying the brachos, after you say Hakel HaKadosh, you just naturally start saying Atachonein. And all you did was say Atah in this situation. Afilu imhu b'tfilas shachris, and even though this is tfilas shachris, it's not Atah Kidashta of Friday night, which begins with the word Atah, it's not Atah Echad of Mincha Shabbos afternoon, which begins with the word Atah, but it's Yismach Moshe, which doesn't begin with the word Atah, she'eno posachas bi'atah, nevertheless, eino gomer b'yachas Atachonin. In this situation, since you started off thinking it was Shabbos, so when you said Atah, just shigur the lishna, it just flowed out of you, without specifically thinking that you're saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei of Atachonin, so in this situation, the chashvino le kita b'tfilas Shabbos ben zo luzo. This is no different than if a person was intending to say the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and by accident he got mixed up and he said Atokidashta by Shabbos morning. So then you just stop what you're doing and you continue with Yismach Moshe. So to over here, that's the halacha. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, Dahare Yochol, Lomar, Atokidashta, O Atoechod, because you could have technically have said, when you said the word Atah, Atokidashta, or Atoechod, even though you're supposed to say Yismach Moshe, and that wouldn't be a Tvila Shulchol, that would be switching around one Tvila on Shabbos to the other, which doesn't make you finish off that bracha. Now, that was a mouthful. We said quite a bit in this sif, and now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and some of the other Nosei Kelim over here to further explain this. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav says, Ayin in the Beis Yosef, the Sfira Leh. This is from the Beis Yosef, who says, Da'afilu bi'arvis u'mincha, even by Friday night, and Shabbos afternoon, by mincha, she'yachu l'sayim, if you just said the word atah, albeit you were intending for a weekday, atachonein, but you just said the word atah, so technically, nobody would know the difference. You could just say atah kidashta, or atah echad, in the appropriate setting. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef is brought down here by the Mechaber, since the person is intending to say Atachonin for the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, Mikre Hischo B'Shalchol. That's called starting off with a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the Gomer Birchas Atachonin, and he has to finish off Atachonin. He can't just go straight into Atokidashta or Ato Echod. Now, that's the opinion that the Mechaber brings down here, which he himself said in the Beis Yosef. V'amogin Avram, however, Cholei Kolov. The Mogin Avram disagrees with this opinion of Rav Yosef Karo. And the Magen Avraham holds the Dav Go B'Tfilas Shachris. This is only true that you have to finish off Atachonin by Shachris when there is no Atah in the word. You just start off with Yismach Moshe. Sheno Maskil B'Tevas Atah, and therefore Uminkar B'Diburo Shul Shem Chol. Because by saying by Shachris Atah, you obviously could have only have meant really Atachonin, because there is no Shabbos Bracha by Shachris that says Atah. It just starts Yismach Moshe. However, I will be arbis of the mincha, which do start off with the word ato, ato kidashto, ato echod, kevin the lo minkar b'diburo. Since it's not clear when you're saying the word ato that you intended ato chonein, you could have just intended ato kidashto or ato echod. Lo mikre ayidei zehisra b'shochol. It's not called, even though that was your intention, it's not called, it's not recognizable that you're davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you could at that point, even though you intended to say ato chonein, but all you said was ato, you could keep on going and say ato kidashto, V'yato echad, appropriately Friday night or Shabbos afternoon mincha, and this is also v'chein dasa prima godim yaderech hachayim. They also hold like this. The Shari Tshuva in Os Gimel in the brackets brings down from the Machzik Bracha, three lines into the Shari Tshuva. Misha Amar Tevo Atochonein. If somebody did in fact say Atochonein and didn't know this halacha, Velo Gamar HaBracha, and he immediately switched, I didn't mean to say Atochonein, and he goes Yismach Moshe, or whatever the Shabbos Shmon Esrei that he's saying is. So in this situation, he only remembers after he concludes that Bracha, after he finishes that Bracha, Mekadish HaShabbos, and he finishes and he realizes that the halacha is he's supposed to have said the entire Atochonein Bracha, so then he paskins Ein Tzarech Lachzuv Lomar Birchas Atochonein. He does not have to go and then repeat Atochonein. He should just continue, Ritzei, and then finish off the Shema Esrei. The Ber Heitev in Oz Dalet brings down from the Lechem Chamudos, Mikol Mokom Eino Gomer, Lo Ato Kidashtev, Lo Ato Echot. If in fact the person did say incorrectly on Shabbos by Shachris, either Ato Kidashtev or he said Ato Echot, Ella, in that situation, just go straight to Yismach Moshe, Vishapir. And that's perfectly good, because it's as if you said, Ato, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalko, and you don't go and finish off Ato Kidashto or Ato Echod, but you go Yismach Moshe. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin writes, Rod Salomar, the Mechaber was telling us over here, if a person thought it was Shabbos, but just made a mistake and said Ato for Ato Chonein, Michshal B'lshono Machmas Hergel D'chol. That's just because he's so fluent and we don't pay as much attention as we should in the davening. I heard once from my Rebbe, Herschel Shechter Shlita, that he said over the name of the Rav, that the Rav said, the Rav Yerushal Ber Salavechik Zatzal, how could people make so many mistakes in davening? Aren't they thinking what they're doing? Why do we spend so much time talking about the mistakes that a person makes? So if you're a Yerushal Ber Salavechik Zatzal, so then obviously that's true. However, for many people, myself unfortunately included, we don't concentrate as much as we should in the davening, and therefore these mistakes need to be learned to discuss what to do when you make them. So here, because of the Hergel, the usage that you're so familiar to say, Rokhat Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, Atachonein, you go straight into it. So, Avolon is Skavim L'Shein Tzvil Eschol, but you aren't thinking, I want to now daven Atachonein the weekday Shemun Esrei, you know it's Shabbos. Nekach Lo Chashvinu Leik Yisrael Tzvil Eschol, that's not called as if you started the Tzvil Eschol, and the Dafko Im Hisrael Rak Teva Atah, but that's only true if you just said the word Atah. However, Avolim Omar Atachonein, then you can't say this anymore, that's just Hergol L'Shon, even though it is, Shemukach Shul Shem Chol, because that demonstrates that it is a weekday Shemun Esrei. And even though it wasn't intentional, it's just through the hergel, just through the fluency of saying it all the time, gomer kolosa bracha. Then you do have to finish off that bracha, and he says, look in the bir halacha for further details. The bir halacha, dibra maskim shaloba chavana, brings down that this mishnah berurah is from the trumas hadeshin, and he explains that even by Yismach Moshe, if he starts off with atah, you don't have to go and say Atachonein if you thought it was Shabbos, but you can go just Atah, Yismach Moshe, as we already pointed out, similarly from the Ber Heitev. However, he does bring down that there are those that disagree with this, and he concludes this long Ber Halacha with Tzarech Iyun as to what Lamaisa one should do. Tishuvah number 8 brings down, if a person began to say Atachonein, and he didn't say the word Chonein. So the Eishel Avram says, Im kavana sohay solis palo tefila shol Shabbos el shatov b'lishono. If his intention was to daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and just because of the fluency, so then ein zeh nechshav shehischol tefila shol. That's not called that you started the tefila shol. And you don't have to go finish off the bracha as we just said. However, if he did start off and it said even part of the word chon, but not saying the full word chonein, even though he didn't finish the word tzarich l'sayim sa bracha. Likewise, he brings down, if you made a mistake by Mariv time, when we're switching over that next day, that day is the day that we switch over either to Vesein Talamot L'Vracha or Vesein Bracha, and you kept on going with your mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei until that point, you don't say the new insertion, you continue saying the old insertion because the Tzibur isn't yet obligated in saying that new insertion until Musaf of the next day. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. He writes, Lefi de betevas ato eno min kashu l'shem ato chonein, when a person knows it's Shabbos, and he just made a mistake with the word ato, so it's not clear that he meant to say ato chonein. Tahari yochol lomar ato kidash v'ato echod. He could have just as likely been intending to say ato kidash v'ato echod, and that is zehu kavanas haramah shesiyam. That's how I explained the Ramah already, so this is sounding repetitive, but I got it from the Mishnah Berurah. Tahari yochol lomar, because the person could say over here, the chule, that his intention was to really say the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, v'akein dino k'mo shemoyim maskel ato bizman tefila shachris ato kidashta. And therefore, it's the same halacha as if a person by shachris time, when you're supposed to say Yismach Moshe, said, in fact, Atu Kidashta, or he said Atu Echad. Beniskar Biemsa Brocha, and he realized in the middle of the Brocha, he's saying the wrong Shmona Esrei, albeit the wrong Shabbos Shmona Esrei. The Posek, he stops immediately where he is, Umaskul Tekev Yismach Moshe. He doesn't conclude, as we already pointed out, the Brocha of Atu Kidashta or Atu Echad. He just stops where he is and starts Yismach Moshe. So to Oviyeh, Bahochanami, Kishomer Atah, if he just said the word Atah, Hevi Komer Atu Kidashta, we could halachically understand it as if he was intending to say Atu Kidashta, and therefore you just stop after you say Atah. Uposek umaschil yismach Moshe. He starts right away with yismach Moshe. Velo hevi komer atachonin ligmar bracha. And we don't give it the same halachic status as if you started saying atachonin when you must finish the bracha of atachonin on Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mishis palo tefila shel chol b'Shabbos. If somebody mistakenly davened the chol shmon esrei on Shabbos, velo hiskel shel Shabbos, and he went through the entire chol shmon esrei, the weekday shmon esrei, without realizing that it's Shabbos, lo yotza. He in fact has not been fulfilled his obligation to daven Shmona Esrei and has to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud, lo yotza, v'hu adin b'yantiv. The same halacha applies on yantiv. He brings us down to the name of the Magen Avraham in Ozgimel and Sharatzion, and he says v'afilu b'yantiv sheni, and this is true even b'yantiv sheni shogolius, where technically it's not really yantiv, albeit midi rabbanon, we do hold it as a full day of yantiv. Nevertheless, even there, you're not yotze without mentioning yantiv in this case. Dishavu number 11 brings down what happens if a person davened Musav and only then realizes that by Shachris he davened the whole Shachris. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down the Isha Yisrael. Sheyachsov Yispal Shachris or Shabbos. You aren't Yotze with Shachris, even though you're Yotze with Musav, you still have to be davening Shachris again. He says the same halach applies if a person, for example, forgot Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and then davened Musav, he still has to repeat the Shachris Shmon Esrei. Then he brings down a fantastic halacha. If somebody is davening and he doesn't have a sitter, and he doesn't know the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei by heart, but he knows the weekday Shmoneh Esrei by heart. He doesn't know the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei by heart, but he knows the weekday Shmoneh Esrei by heart. So Rishon Zalman Zatzal brings down that you should daven the weekday Shmoneh Esrei and insert Yalav Yavo. And you say in the middle part of Yalav Yavo, B'yom HaShabbos HaZeh, or on Yontif, you say B'yom HaKamatzos HaZeh, etc. And in this way, you are Yotze Yosh Shmoneh Esrei, saying the full weekday Shmoneh Esrei just with an insertion of Yalav Yavo for Shabbos or Yontif. And he says, Ein Lecha Onis Gadol B'zeh. The person doesn't have a sitter and he doesn't know it by heart. What greater accidental situation does he find himself in than this? The issue of foot number 12 brings down that it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when you're supposed to say the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and just add Yalav Yavo. In that situation, if a person says the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei with the insertions for Shabbos, so the Makor HaChaim and the Kaf HaChaim both say that you're Yotzei B'di'evet. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, as well as the Chikrei Leiv, both say that you're not Yotzei, because what does Yontif have to do with Shabbos in this situation? It's inappropriate to have said Yontif and you're not Yotzei. Now, I know we skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes. We'll do that now. V'im sofek lo im mispalo shel chol shel Shabbos. If the person's unsure afterwards, he says, I don't know, did I daven the weekday Shmoneh Esrei or the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? Gam kein tzorech lachzor. We make him go back. The mistama, because the stam position is hispalo shel chol, like he's used to, kemo shu rogil. And he brings down as well, the Elia Rabba says the same thing in Simen Tov Chav Beis. Now I point out, in Dishavut number 10, he brings down, that's the Elia Rabba over there. However, the Elia Rabba over here in Sivkot and Ches brings down an opposite opinion. There seems to be a stira within the Elia Rabba. Dishavut number 9 brings down that if a person immediately after the Shmoneh Esrei realizes he may have said the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't remember, then he has to go back. But if 2 hours later, a person says, gee, I don't remember now, did I say the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei or the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, then we can assume he said it correctly. Now we continue the Mechaber. V'im hiskir shol Shabbos v'soch Shmoneh Esrei. If a person included the mention of Shabbos in the Shmoneh Esrei, af al pi shelo kava bracha l'Shabbos, even though he didn't conclude it with Baruchat Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, then Yotze, he still would be Yotze in this situation. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, however, ube Musaf, by Musaf, afilu lo omar rak v'nasel f'nechaz chavoseinu, b'tmide yom u'bekar b'musaf, by Musaf, even if he doesn't mention specifically Yontif, he just says that I'm bringing over here the obligations of the day in the Kar b'musaf, Yotze, he would be Yotze in that situation as well, brought down the name of the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsu lomar, Shomar b'yachas min ha-brachos, he did mention in one of the brachos, Yiratzon shenasel fanecha v'chulei, he mentions that we're bringing over here the korbanos, the kol shekinim mamar nusach shel ha-musaf ka-halacha, and certainly if he said part of the musaf like the halacha says, rak shechise ha-psukim shel ha-korbanos, he forgot some of the psukim, the yotze, he in that situation would in fact be yotze. The issue of number 13 brings down v'lo kosef shetzorich lahaski b'tfila zu gamas haShabbos. Now notice over here he just mentions about the musaf, but he doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. So the Na'ar Shalom says his topic was that she talking lomah shekavanas haRamahi shemuvadze shetzorich lahaski b'Shabbos. He says how come the Ramah didn't say it? Must mean that he means also as well that you have to mention Shabbos, not only the korban musaf, but you must also say Shabbos as well as the korbanos of musaf. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shechemedume Shetzorach Lahaskus Shabbos. He says it appears to him certainly in the Ishei Yisrael he brings down that you certainly should mention Shabbos, not enough to just say the Karbanos of the day. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes Tov Hispalo Shelcho B'Shabbos. If a person mistakenly said the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, v'lo hiskishel Shabbos, and doesn't mention Shabbos. And now, imakar raglov chozel rosh. If he, in fact, took the three steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, so now his Shmoneh Esrei is halachically finished, and it's too late. He has to go back to the very beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei and repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei mentioning Shabbos. Of course, the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. V'im lo akar raglov, if he didn't yet take the three steps back, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, Ayin Le'el in Sivkot and Yud Beis, Ayin Le'el B'Sin and Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Hei with Mishnah Berurah Sham, and Dishafut number 14 reminds us what that is, that it's not literally the three steps back, it's the conclusion of the Yilu Ratzon, in Rei Fiveh Yoni B'Lefanech Hashem Tzuriva Go'ali, if you said that the second time, in the end of the Elokai Nitzol Shanim Ra, so then that's called the end of Shmoneh Esrei, even if your feet is still together and you haven't taken the three steps back. In any event, back to the Mechaber, if you did conclude the Shmoneh Esrei, the Mechaber said it's too late. But if you haven't concluded the Shmoneh Esrei, i.e. you haven't taken the three steps back, i.e. you haven't said the final Yulu Ratzon, so Afa Pishasi and Tzulasi, even though you did finish off the brachos of all the brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei, you said, I'm Barachas Ma'isol B'Shalom in the middle of Elokai Nitzol Shanim Ra, Ain't no chozer el l'shol Shabbos. Then you don't have to go back to the very beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. You just go back to the start of the middle bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, Ato Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, or Ato Echad, respectively. The Rama adds, Ushliach Tzibur Sheshocha Shol Shabbos B'Shachris. The halacha is if the Shliach Tzibur forgot to mention Shabbos, he said the weekday Shmoneh Esrei and everybody was sleeping and nobody woke up. And remember that, Ayin Le'el Simon Kuv Chavav. Look in Simon Kuv Chavav for those halachos. If you look at Dershu foot number 15 in the second paragraph, he brings this down over here, and he says that the Shulchan Aruch over there in Siv Gimel says, Sheshaliach Tzibur Sheshachach Loma Bechazor Sashatz Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo. If the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say on Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo, so Im Niskar Kodim Shasi and Tfiloso Yachzol Ritzei. If he remembers before the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, he's still in the Shmoneh Esrei, and he just has to go back to Ritzei. However, Vim Siim Tfiloso Eino Chozit. But if he finished off the entire davening, he doesn't have to go back. And the Ramah adds over there, Sheyeshomim Sheshabbos V'yontov Dinon Kimo Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Yontov have the same din as Rosh Chodesh. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains what that means in the name of the Prima Gadim, that the Kavanah of the Ramah is that on Shabbos and Yontov, Dinam Kimo B'Rosh Chodesh, in regards to an individual, Im Shochach V'Yispalo Ben Tvilas Chol, Im Shaliach Tzibo Losim Es Tviloso Yachzor B'Shabbos Li'Yismach Moshe B'Yomtov Li'Ato B'Chartonu, that he does have to go back like an individual. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, from the words of the Ramah, it's not really mashma that way. It's actually mashma not like the din of Yochid, and he says, afilu lo siyem es tfiloso, eino tzorich lachzu b'shabas lis machmoshe o b'yomtu liato b'chartonu. He doesn't indeed have to go back if he missed it, even if he hasn't finished the Shmoneh Esrei. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot Yud Gimli writes, the afilu niskar kodem modim, even if the person remembered before modim, but after he concluded, Shomea Tvila incorrectly, Lo Yichlal Osoi brings down from the Chayyadam that a person should not at that point say in the Avoda, in the Bracha of Ritzei, Loma Ritzei Novim Nuchasenu Biyoma Shabbos. The Lechatchila Tzorich Loma Bracha Liktusha Sayom. You have to say a special Bracha for Shabbos, Ubidiyevet, however, Yotzah. But if you did this, then it is considered that you did mention Shabbos and you wouldn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if that's all that you did. You didn't know the Halacha properly and that's what you did, so after the fact, you would not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. In Dishafut number 15, we bring down Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, who says that this is true if you included it in the bracha of Ritzei. However, if you said beyond that, in the last brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, so then you would not be Yotzei Afilu B'Dieved by mentioning Shabbos, and you would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. However, he brings down from the Tehillah of David that if you were okay your raglav already, then you would be Yotzei B'Dieved by mentioning it in the last two brachos. Again, we mentioned before that I'm dictating this on almost Chav Dalet Elul, which is the yahrzeit of the holy Chofetz Chaim, Harav HaGoyin Yisrael Meir, B'Rav Aryeh Zev HaKohen, Zatzal HaKadosh, the Chofetz Chaim. That concludes today's shir.